Judges chapter 18. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For to that day all of their inheritance had not fallen to them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said to them, "Go, search the land." Who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. And when they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in there and said to him, "Who brought you here? And what do you make in this place? And what do you have here?" And he said to them, "Thus and thus deals Micah with me, and has hired me, and I am his priest." And they said to him, "Ask counsel, we ask of you, of Yahweh, that we may know whether our way which we shall go shall be prosperous." And the priest said to them, "Go in peace. Before Yahweh is your way in which you go." Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish and saw the people that were in it, how they dwelt carelessly and after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came to their brethren, to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said to them, "What do you say?" And they said, "Arise, so that we may go up against them. For we've seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still? Don't be slothful to go and to enter in to possess the land. When you go, you shall come to a people secure and to a large land, for Yahweh has given it to your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth." And there went from there of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah, out of Eshtaol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war, and they went up and pitched in Kiriath-Yearim in Yehuda. Wherefore they called that place Mahan Eden unto this day. And behold, it is behind Kiriath-Yearim. And they passed from there to Mount Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. And then answered the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish and said to their brethren, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod and teraphim and a graven image and a molten image? Now, therefore, consider what you have to do." And they turned in there and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, to the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the 5 men that went to spy out the land went up and came in there and took the graven image and the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war, and these went to Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And then said the priest to them, "What are you doing?" And they said to him, "Hold your peace. Lay your hand upon your mouth and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or that you be a priest to a tribe and a family in Israel." And the priest's heart was glad. And he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image and went in the midst of the people. And so they turned and departed and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage in front of them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried to the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said to Micah, "What ails you that you come with such a company?" And he said, "You've taken away my Elohim, which I made, and the priest, and you are gone away. And what have I more? And what is this that you say to me? What ails you?" And the children of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household." And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came to Laish, to a people that were at quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lies by Beth-Rehob. And they built a city and dwelt in it. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born to Israel. Howbeit the name of that city was Laish at first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made, all the time that the house of Elohim was in Shiloh. End of chapter.